It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, Kyle Bailey with our expert Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. So Mary, today, talking to buyers about why August buyers can negotiate.
Well, and I like this topic because negotiating doesn't necessarily mean walking in and throwing out a low offer. It means understanding what's happening with a particular property, what matters most to the seller, and where there may be an opportunity to put together terms that work for both sides. And when we look at this week's Douglas County activity, there are definitely some numbers buyers should be paying attention to.
Yeah, in fact, that includes quite a few price changes.
Yes, 82 this week.
Whoa.
That number definitely caught my attention. So if you're a buyer who has been sitting on the sidelines because you assume there wasn't room to have a conversation, this may be a good time to take another look.
All right, so let's get into the local numbers. What did happen this week?
Yeah, so for the week ending August 20th, we had 39 new listings compared with 53 the week before. We also had 17 homes come back on the market. That's up from 11 in the prior week. And then the number I mentioned a moment ago, 82 price changes. Last week we had 68, so that's an increase of about 21%. And that is the highest number I've seen ever.
Wow. And so that's got to be pretty relevant to today's conversation, obviously.
Yeah, very much so. So a price change tells us the seller has already reacted to what they're seeing in the market. So that doesn't necessarily mean the seller is ready to take any offer that comes their way. But for a buyer, it's an important piece of information to have when you're deciding what to offer and how you want to structure it. We also had 40 pending sales this week, down from 58 in the prior week. Closed sales went from 38 last week to 13 this week. That's a big jump as well. And expired listings decreased from 11 to 7.
So would you say when you look at that, buyers now suddenly have all the power?
Well, not exactly. And I think that distinction is really important. 40 homes still went pending this week. So buyers are buying. But when you have 39 new listings and 82 price changes, there are clearly sellers adjusting and properties that buyers may want to revisit. So instead of putting one big label on the entire Douglas County market, I'd rather look at the individual home. So take a look, ask yourself these questions. How long has that particular home been available? Has the price changed? Has it come back on the market? What condition is it in? And what does the seller need? And that's where the negotiating gets interesting.
So when we say August buyers can negotiate, what should buyers actually be negotiating?
Well, the first thing everyone thinks about is price. And of course, that matters, but that's only one part of the offer. So depending on the property and the situation, buyers may also negotiate closing costs, repairs, timelines, contingencies, and other terms. And then there can be some back and forth before everyone agrees. And once an offer is accepted, though, those terms generally don't change unless both sides agree. So negotiation isn't really about winning. It's about understanding what matters most to you, what matters most to the seller, and finding a place where those things can come together.
So give me an example.
Well, Kyle, let's say you find a house you fall in love with, but you don't want to use all of your cash to get into it. So you might think, well, I'll just offer $10,000 less. But depending on your financing, it could actually benefit you more to ask the seller to help with your closing costs. And sometimes it's not about the money. Maybe the seller needs a certain closing date and you can be flexible. So that can make your offer more attractive too. So before you write an offer, figure out what matters most to you, then you can negotiate around that.
So really, you don't negotiate just for the sake of saying you negotiated.
Exactly. Like, nobody gives you a trophy at closing because you asked for the most things. And buyers also need to remember that every property is different. So a home that just hit the market and is getting strong activity may give you a very different negotiating position than one that has already had a price adjustment or returned to the market. And like, you know, we talked about this week, we had 82 price changes and 17 properties back on the market. So those are signals worth investigating. Those aren't assumptions, but those are signals.
And I imagine there's a point where buyers can kind of overplay their hand.
Yeah, absolutely. So negotiating doesn't mean automatically coming in with a really low offer and asking the seller to pay for everything. And before we write an offer, we want to look at the comparable sales, the condition of the home, how long it's been on the market, what happened with the listing, and what the buyer actually needs. So you can use that information to help determine an offer price and some negotiation tactics that make sense for everyone.
All right. So which probably isn't your favorite strategy is when somebody says, let's just offer $20,000 less and see what happens.
Yeah, that's not my favorite at all, unless the numbers support it. And, you know, the goal is to make an offer that makes sense, but still give the seller a reason to work with you. And remember, sellers can counter. A little back and forth is completely normal. So the big takeaway is don't confuse negotiation with confrontation. You can protect your interest without making the transaction feel like a battle. And with more price changes happening, it's worth looking at where those opportunities might be.
All right, good advice there. So let's talk about some of the new listings around Douglas County.
Yeah, so we've got several different properties, starting with an opportunity in Roseburg at 2118 Southeast Chinaberry Avenue. It's $275,000. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath with over 1,000 square feet on 0.17 of an acre. It's a one-level home with a fenced yard and a garden and patio space. It's got carport and driveway parking. And this one is listed with Tiffany Frazier and Troy Schuyler at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
All right. What about something that maybe is move-in ready and versatile?
Yeah, we've got a move-in ready home at 2322 West Military Avenue in Roseburg, offered for sale at $400,000. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with 2,040 square feet. It's got an updated peninsula kitchen with stone countertops, the stainless steel appliances, wraparound deck, large bonus room. It's got that two-car garage. And the seller already had a pre-listing inspection and is offering a home warranty. So listed with Jeannie Hackey at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
And what about South County?
Yeah, so 755 Plin Street was on the market before, but it's been repackaged differently. So it is $459,000, three bedrooms, two baths, 1,689 square feet. It was offered on a smaller lot, but now they included the second lot. So it's on 0.79 acres at this price. It's got mountain and valley views, an open floor plan, vaulted ceilings, granite kitchen, and newer stainless steel appliances. Roof, gutters, and heat pump are about 3 years old, and it's got that oversized garage and RV parking that people like.
All right, one more.
466 Laurel Drive. This is $795,000. It's in West Roseburg. Three bedrooms, three baths, over 3,000 square feet on 5.3 acres. You've got valley, vineyard, and golf course views, vaulted ceilings, irrigated fruit orchard, greenhouse, chicken coop, and small barn. It's even got a workshop. So this is out in Melrose. Country lifestyle package, just minutes to town, listed with Triple Oaks Realty.
All right. So which open houses do you want to talk about?
Oh, you need to check out the one at 374 Bentcrest Court in Sutherland. It's open today from 4 to 6 p.m. This is a gated community, so they're going to have those gates open for this open house. But $425,000, it's almost like new. And then August 22nd, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to noon, check out 781 Black Oak Drive, and that's $615,000, four bedrooms, three bathrooms. And a luxury 242 Bonifacio Lane in Roseburg. The gates will also be open between 11 and 1 tomorrow. This is a 3,900 square foot, one level custom home with a recent price change to $1,375,000. So this house is like new. Check that one out tomorrow from 11 to 1.
All right, give us a final thought for buyers.
Yeah, well, buyers out there, don't assume you know whether a seller will negotiate before you gather the information. So with 82 price changes this week, there are properties where the conversation may look different today than it did a week ago. And know what matters most to you. Understand the property and then build the offer around your actual goals.
That's Mary Gilbert. Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Talk with Mary and her team at 541-366-6080. That wraps up Local Real Estate Today.